Your throat clear is sort of like our version of the trumpet. Do you know when like the army arrives and it goes doo, 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 doo.
Yeah, it kind of prompts you.
Yeah, yours is
it does, yeah.
Doo, 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 doo.
It becomes a musical.
Doo, 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 doo. Otis has decided to come over here just as soon as the show started. He was totally chilling somewhere else, and then you hit the music and he just walks right over and looks at me.
Was it the trumpet?
It might have been the trumpet noise. He's like, hey, that's out of the ordinary. Maybe there's food over there.
Yeah. That's exactly what he's thinking.
Like, he just bet on food. He's like, anytime something goes out of the ordinary, it's like, it might mean food. So I better just hedge my bets just in case.
Yeah.
My dog does the same thing, man. Anyway, CES is going on in Las Vegas. Las Vegas, Nevada. I've been there many, many years. Obviously not this year. Some people are there. It's kind of like a diminished from an attendance standpoint, but a lot of big brands are there, and people, you know, they had plans in advance of this thing to launch and show off new technologies and such. And so we're going to talk about some of it remotely. I saw some cool things. I was floating. I was breezing around on social media over there. I was on Twitter for a minute or two. And I saw some things going down.
Really? Like what?
But here's the thing about it.
Yeah.
I was shouting at you a couple of those things, and you're like, nope, I already got it. It's part of the show already. So I feel like you, anything I saw that was interesting, you have now added to the list of tabs.
Sure.
So let's see how you want to kick it off. Number one, Lenovo's leaked 17-inch ThinkBook Plus with unique built-in tablet now runs Windows 11. Okay, I did see this one. Mm. I saw this image. What a crazy, strange image. You're talking about a very wide 17-inch laptop and a huge, it looks like it's like an iPad mini over there on the side.
Uh-huh.
It's got a huge tablet display right beside the keyboard, so it's asymmetrical. So the keyboard is off to the left where the trackpad is. And where you may typically have something like a number pad on such a big format laptop, instead here we have a tablet touch input with a pen for all those nice little edits and brushing around. This is a good idea.
You think so?
Well, I'm in the Photoshop here and there.
Sure, yeah.
And sometimes I want to get my Zoom going.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I feel like a pen input could be a nice little touch for precision.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You're a guy.
I'm
in the world.
I'm excited to maybe draw on this too.
So you're drawing on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you remember you used to be an artist.
Used to be.
That's right. You're retired. You're currently in retirement.
I just dabble now. So
I don't know. Maybe post a drawing on Twitter and then I'll call you an artist.
Okay,
again.
Sure.
Yeah. You gotta post
I'll sell it as an NFT.
NFT. You need one piece of art. Here, these are the parameters of artistry. Right? Yeah. It's one piece of art, minimum, every month.
Oh, that's tough.
Is it?
Maybe with this, I can.
There you go. Okay, you're gonna up your productivity. I mean, it's so hard because you're sitting there saying the word art, and you're like, "Well, man, I don't know. Can't make a movie in a month. that's art." I did watch that Boba Fett book.
What?
The Star Wars thing.
Boba Fett?
Boba? Oh, like, you talking about bubble tea?
You get a lot of people mad.
What do you want to call it?
Yeah, it's Boba Fett.
Yeah, you want to go get some bubble tea? You want to go get some bubble tea?
Did you watch it? It's good?
You
recommend it or what?
I don't know.
Better than Mandalorian?
Nothing really happened.
Oh, okay.
Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, he like...
Is it priming for the next season?
I'm not trying to spoil it or anything. Okay. I'm not trying to spoil your Boba.
All right. Are you sure you watched the right one, though?
I don't know. It was only one episode out. I think I watched it. My kids are into it, man. They watched the whole Mandalorian thing.
Okay, yeah.
And so they turned it on. It's a lot of flashbacks, and I'm not spoiling anything. It's a lot of flashbacks and setting the stage, but I'm curious where they're going to take it. I'm not trying to spoil anything.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, let's just make sure it's the right name.
What's that?
It's Boba.
Boba. Yeah, no. But here's the thing. It has that word has another meaning.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he's not made out of bubble tea or something.
So what happened was, me and the kids were doing this joke. We were like, we were just goofing around with the name.
I hear you.
And so, but I don't know. I think people, does anyone in the actual show say that name ever? No, that he has a different name.
Yeah, he has a real name.
What's his name in the show? I can't remember now. They call him something else, I think. A real name. Like how we're inside of a fictional world looking for a real name. Like, they don't call him that, right? They call him...
Codename Alpha?
Nah, I feel like he's got some other name, but maybe they just don't say it. Or maybe we completely suck as far as fandom is concerned.
I think it's the latter.
Get Google to pronounce it right now. I want to hear Guga. I want to hear Guga say Boba.
Hold on here.
Here we go.
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett. Do not mess with Boba Fett.
Is that what he sounds like?
No.
Oh, okay.
To me, he's Bob. He's Bob Fett.
Bob Fetty Wop.
Hey, man. Jeez. Anyway, this laptop, we haven't done this in a while. This show.
It's ridiculous.
How do we get there? Yes. This laptop is cool, and it kind of has served its purpose as far as, you know, it's obviously a segment which everything's been thought of in laptops. Like, they've done it all.
Yeah.
And they keep trying to figure out ways to enhance what the laptop is or can be. And we still have them and we still use them. And maybe we use them, at least around here, more than ever before. They've gotten so powerful that they've practically replaced all desktop setups in this entire office. Mm-hmm. Laptops, I should say. And so the question is, how do you take all this horsepower and make it more useful as a tool? And so here is one way of doing so, is you put a tablet in it, touchscreen. We've had the touch bar. We've had other versions. We've had where the trackpad can be a touchscreen. There's been so many attempts at adding touch. Obviously, the screen itself, flipping and flapping displays.
Would it be cool
convertibles?
Maybe if you could take out the tablet.
No, because then we've got mechanisms,
yeah,
mechanical components, things to break, and so forth. No, I just think the way they showed it off with the Photoshop, the pen's a bit small, but I presume it fits in the body. The entire laptop looks very thin. They don't say the size and weight. They say that the tablet portion is 8 inches measured diagonally. Two USB-C ports, two more, a full-size HDMI headphone jack. Tuned speakers by Harman Kardon. Well, get these guys a break, man.
Get it together.
Harman Kardoni.
They're going to come after you.
Kardon, it's a typo. An active stylus and what looks to be a power button. We can't divert anymore on this show. We have to stay on track because that entire first moment there,
yeah,
was a complete disaster. Today's sponsor, HelloFresh. Take the stress out of mealtime with America's most popular meal kit. I've talked about in the past just how convenient this is, especially when you're trying to get that good meal in, not that fast food type meal. And man, it's something about home cooking, doing it yourself, seeing the ingredients without the intimidation of guesswork. Like, oh, maybe this is going to taste good. It's so much to choose from. I mean, some of them I didn't even see before. Look at that. Shrimp and poblano corn chowder.
Delicious.
On a cold day with Old Bay toast. How about some pecan crusted chicken or some melty Monterey Jack burgers? Honestly, one of the cool things here is sometimes you'll end up trying some ingredients that you wouldn't typically buy or use. So it keeps things fresh, because it's HelloFresh.
The new year is a great time to focus on what's important to you. Whether it's saving money by ordering less takeout, learning to cook, or prioritizing your wellness, HelloFresh is here to help with endless options to make cooking at home simple and enjoyable. HelloFresh offers the flexibility you need to easily customize your order online or in the app. Easily change your delivery day, food preferences, and plan size, or skip a week whenever you need to. Go to HelloFresh.com/LouLater16 and use the code LouLater16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/LouLater16 and use the code LouLater16 for up to 16 free meals. Thank you to HelloFresh.
We're also sponsored by DoorDash in case you've done all the home cooking you want to do and you need something quickly, or maybe everybody enjoyed that meal so much that you needed more, or people are so specific that each person wants to order exactly what they want. That's like, it's like my kids in my house. I mean, I don't let them get away with it all the time. Mm-hmm. But in the past, you know, a special treat or something, you could order from more than one place. You'd be like, get, I want this from over there, mm-hmm. and I want a little dessert from over there.
Yes.
Or I'm gonna need a burger and I'm gonna need some pizza type of situation. I'm talking those very unusual circumstances. Most of the time I would tell them, no, we're gonna order from one place. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, everything's on DoorDash. It's really, you know, the other day I was checking it out and I was actually ordering from some batteries and some things I needed real quick. It was right around Christmas time.
Mm.
You can get, I mean, whatever you want to get, man. Get it over on DoorDash. It's pizza. It's pitas. It's all your favorites that you're aware of. And then you also get introduced to new restaurants. And the restaurants, by the way, they need you right now.
Mm-hmm.
They need you right now. So get on there, order something up, have a time. DoorDash.
For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code LouLater2021. That's 25% off and up to $10 in value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code LouLater2021. Thank you to DoorDash.
Yeah.
Okay, next up. Ooh, that's a pretty looking 97-inch OLED from LG.
So moving forward, it's just going to be all displays. We're going to have display talk.
No, it's not. I know we have the color-changing car in there somewhere.
I know with CES, they always present displays. Everyone true, has a display.
Yeah.
With LG, they announced a 97-inch TV.
You're getting us back on track here, Will.
Yeah.
Putting the specs in there. LG OLED is absolutely beautiful stuff. One of the difficulties with OLED has been super large format stuff at a reasonable price because of yield. They're hard to make. And so this is a wonderful OLED that we have here on set. It's 88 inches.
Yes.
But cost $1 billion.
And that's 8K.
And that's 8K, which is important to note. But
it looks tiny on the screen, but like in real life, it's actually very
large. Oh, because of the lens and everything. Yeah, it's a huge screen. It's 88 inches.
But the fact that this 97-inch, it looks like it can be mounted on the wall. It's supposed to be. Which means that it's supposed to be super light.
I might get me one of those.
You should.
I might get me one of those.
You definitely should.
Let's see what it says here. Did they say anything about price? 97 inches. Okay, this is their 2022 lineup. So they got 97 all the way down to 42. Fifth generation A9 processor, higher brightness OLED Evo panel. Premium priced above $1,500. Oh, that's all they're going to tell us. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they're lighter weight, very thin. An easier, less stressful unboxing and mounting experience. Wow, that's an interesting angle to really play up, because it's not like people are buying TVs that frequently, but maybe that's what they're trying to say is like, hey, upgrade. It's not a big deal. You can mount it. It's lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and get yourself an OLED Evo.
Yeah. And they presented, you know, their other series, the G series, C series, all that stuff. I mean, they had the new, the gallery one with the frame.
Mm-hmm.
Asus also has their display, and it's the first 42-inch OLED 4K monitor.
Gaming monitor.
Yes.
Look at the stand. You just know it's gaming.
Yeah, exactly.
You get a stand, you get an aggressive stand like that, and you're gaming.
And it looks nice. Slim bezels.
Are those speakers on it?
That's what I thought. I don't think they say in this article here.
Let's see what
they do. But they do look like speaker grills.
42 inches is a really big gaming monitor,
mm-hmm.
by the way. So you got to be down for something like that in the first place. So this is 48. Never mind 42.
Yeah.
They got up to 48.
In their code, it says 42, which is confusing.
They mix that up. It's not a typo. Everyone's look up there, because up there it's PG-48.
Yeah, everyone's just...
Everyone's just jamming it out in the press room or the hotel room at CES. Yeah,
no, I get it.
Fully acceptable. It's all right. Yeah. We can figure it out. So 48-inch model, 4K, 3840, 2160, 1,000,001 contrast, lightning fast, 0.1 millisecond response, 120 hertz refresh, which for a 48-inch is good. 10-bit color, 98% coverage of DCI-P3, HDR10, HDMI 2.1, and then two 2.0 ports, DisplayPort. It's got everything that you want.
You're well equipped if you buy this.
It doesn't mention whether those are speakers or not. That would be cool if it's stereo speakers, considering this is big enough to also be your TV,
mm-hmm.
that you would probably want to have that in there.
Definitely.
I don't know. A lot of gamers still choose smaller displays, but probably the sweet spot here is if you need a display that's going to do everything in your room, be your gaming display, also be your content consumption display. You want to sit back a little further from it. Then 48 inches is kind of a nice middle ground for that. Mm-hmm. I did see this one.
Yeah, the Odyssey Arc by Samsung. And I've been trying to find good images for it. I think this guy seems to have good images. Tim Schofield.
Shout out, Tim.
On Twitter. He's just on it. He's just such a weird angle. It can go vertical. By the way,
it's kind of like a security room, security cam. You know how you would be monitoring the security cameras? For some reason, it has that feel to me where it curves sort of above your head and everything is vertical. It's a real up and down thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately, this is, it's like their landscape version just flipped up and slightly less slender.
Yeah.
So that you can have essentially three typical aspect ratios stacked on top of each other, as if you had a triple monitor set up, but vertically instead of horizontally.
Yeah, the fact that it's curved, but also the aspect ratio is not that, it's not super long.
Thin, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it doesn't have to get tremendously tall. I mean, it's definitely tall. You're cranking your neck for that top screen,
mm-hmm.
but maybe, you know, for those of us that like to have a lot of content being displayed, you could have the less relevant stuff up at the top there. It's a 55-inch 4K resolution, 16:9. And I guess the target here is multitasking, possibly streaming. And you can imagine people are going to stack two of these beside each other.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're going to have like the effectively six or maybe three of them beside each other. People get crazy.
Super immersive.
And so is this going to be... By the way, is this going to have a pivot on it so you could use it as well in a typical landscape orientation? Or no?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So it spins, right?
Yes. So that's what it looks like. I think the angle kind of shows really that it looks
weird,
like a
that's
square.
That's a really weird effect from the camera lens happening there.
I think he was trying to go ultra wide.
It looks squished.
Exactly, exactly.
Anyway, whatever. Okay, so you can pivot it.
Yeah.
So... Project Sophia is a must-see concept desk for gaming in the future. Well, Razer does this all the time at CES. Every time they're in Vegas, they're like, Project Time. And then they put some kind of name on it. Like,
and then we'll maybe get to it and have an official launch later.
Sophia Project. Or then they'll call it something else at that point. Mm-hmm. They've done this in the past. All right, show the video because I actually just briefly saw this concept. Modular gaming desk. Ooh! Cool. All right.
Look at that.
All right. All right. I get it. Desktop power in your desk. So you build your entire gaming PC into the desk. In the monitor, everything clips right into it. The GPU, interchangeable camera, streaming equipment, touchscreen, digitizer, productivity launcher, team communication, RGB all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
RGB all of it. Project Sophia. Yeah, man.
That's a cool idea.
I mean, we've seen, obviously, DIY desk PCs on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So happen all, but obviously, in those cases, it's a one-off type of situation. Not anybody can buy it, and it's labor-intensive. Some of them come out pretty cool. They're more custom. What's the word? Bespoke. Those are more sure. bespoke.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is presumably super something, if they go through with it, something you could buy. And you just slap your fresh GPU in there, and the whole PC is inside the desk. It's fully modular for upgrades and whatever pieces you want to add to it. There's like a slot where your keyboard and... here's the thing. I'm curious how big that slot is. Big enough for the keyboard and mouse, I guess so. It looks like a glass surface because there's all this touch-based stuff underneath of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a concept at the moment. That's important to note. But here are some of the specs that it's supposedly going to be capable of. It's supposed to mimic an actual gaming tower config. Uh-huh. So your display options will be 65-inch OLED or 77-inch OLED. The entire back of the desk will be covered in this display. Processor will be the latest from Intel. You'll be able to choose the latest NVIDIA GPU. 13 separate modules on there, modular. Chroma RGB lighting, custom PCB, magnetic chassis, and glass desktop. Yeah, I don't know. The only thing I would say about it is the really big screen. I don't know. Am I sitting too close to a 65-inch display?
No.
Okay.
It's perfect.
All right. Never mind. I feel like I'm a little close to it, no?
Yeah. Well, this is the future.
Okay. All right.
When we're just going to be sitting in front of these.
You're talking about immersion.
Yes. Definitely.
Immersion. I'm still learning.
Okay, yeah.
About immersion. No, I would love it. Send us the first concept. We'll do it in the studio. I'll sit in front of 65-inch. I'll get immersed.
For sure.
I'll convince myself. Samsung's new TV remote uses radio waves from your router to stay charged. Are you a router guy or a router guy? Because we like talking about pronunciation here. You ever heard router before? Oh, what about root versus route? Like, which route do you want to take or which route do you want to take?
What do you go for?
That got Mo's attention all the way down there. He is all the way at the other end of the studio. I heard him go, He was thinking about it.
Yeah.
I would probably say route. Like, okay. Let's take this route.
Mm-hmm.
But then I would definitely say router instead of router.
Who says router?
People say router.
Ooh.
People say it, man.
Oh,
no, don't do that. Don't do that. Oh, God.
Root.
Right? If that word is root and you put an R on it.
Root.
What do you have?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You're not wrong there. I get it.
I don't say it, but somebody says it, man.
Yeah.
Somebody. I think in England, in Britain, in the UK, I think they say rooter.
No, do they?
Yeah.
Oh.
So you better take it easy over there. I don't know.
I mean, it might offend someone.
You can tell us down in the comments. We always have too much fun with the sound of words. It's a funny word anyway.
Yeah, words are funny.
Anyway.
So you don't need batteries.
I love it. Eco remote charges from solar energy. I want more. I want more of this. I never forget I'm a kid and I got the calculator and I never got to worry about it. Or I had plenty of watches that were solar powered. So, let's see. But this is not solar. Wait a second. Is it?
It uses solar energy.
Yeah, that's weird. But then they're saying RF harvesting capabilities.
From your router.
Yeah, like the previous Eco Remote, this one can be charged with solar energy, but Samsung has also added RF harvesting capabilities that let the remote preserve its charge by collecting router's radio waves and converting them to energy. Okay, that's nutty. That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not nutty, but it's cool. Aside from the RF harvesting option, the Eco Remote can be charged from both outdoor and indoor. So it's just always charged. It's got so many options here. You can even just charge it over USB-C if you choose to. The idea is ditching disposable batteries, AAA batteries. They're saying it can avoid 99 million discarded batteries over the course of 7 years.
That's a lot of batteries.
In those remotes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find myself looking for a AAA here and there.
Uh-huh.
So, it does
seem... And they need two most of the time.
It does seem goofy, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Now that they bring it up, why are we always... And why are those things not rechargeable?
Most people use their phones as remotes as well.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Streaming services.
No, I like this better. I like a dedicated remote. And I like a solar. Man, how does it make you feel that those radio waves can be used to charge up an entire remote?
Oh, that's cool, but
they're charging you up. They're charging you up.
Yeah, I'm always charged then.
Charging you up, man. Yeah. Oh, this one. I saw this was flying on Twitter. People love this. This is the most loved thing at CES so far.
Yes.
The color-changing BMW. This is new color-changing paint technology. And this car goes from like a, and I know in this GIF it's showing it kind of as a wave, but you can just hit a button and go from a charcoal gray car to a white car. And you're going to see it happening. This was posted on TikTok. This is the number one story out of CES right now. People love it.
This is very cool.
And obviously the tech is very cool, but you can't help but immediately think about the potential uses for this technology. As far as disguising your vehicle in public.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because if you think about it, anytime something takes place, and like, say, for example, there's a description of a car, it goes out, the cops are looking for it, it's always the color.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for a white BMW. It's like, no, it's a color. You can picture the Marvel movie already. No, it's not a white BMW. It's a green BMW, you know?
Yeah.
But the way that it happens is also incredible. It's not instantaneous. It's like a nice little pulse. It's like a nice little fade into the...
It's like it's shape shifting or something.
Except for the gas cap or the charge port. Obviously, this must be electric.
Electric, yes. The BMW i8?
iX. They don't even make the i8 anymore. An innovative paint. Yeah, scroll down a little bit. Let's say anything about the tech.
So what do you think it is?
Some sort of organic thing? Or is it e-ink?
So I've been looking at a few articles. They're kind of different. Some people say that it's thermal, that it's activated through thermal.
Okay.
And some other people say that it's e-ink.
E-ink, okay.
So,
well, it must be a reason why they went from, like, there's no color pigment. It just goes from white to light to dark.
Yeah.
White to not quite black. So if you could do vibrant colors, you'd assume they do like blue to green or
sure.
yellow or something.
And this looks like the e-ink color. It's like a dark gray.
Whatever, gray. Man. It's really cool. It looks amazing. I'm picking that color. If they give me the option for the color change light dark car.
You like this one?
I'm saying I take it because it's two for one.
Okay.
You feel like, you know what? I want the car to be more stealth today. I go dark and I go back to light. It's amazing, yeah. Man.
All with the press of a button. Technology is really cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Did you put a light bulb in this show?
Yeah. It's really creepy, though.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
There's a smart light bulb that's called, the brand is called Sengled.
Oh, yeah. We did a video.
Sengled?
We did a video with those.
Yeah. Apparently, this one tracks your sleep and your health.
What? How?
Using radar.
So, like, are you moving around type of thing?
Yeah. So, it kind of tracks not where you are, but the fact that there's activity in the room.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. If you're stirring about.
Mm-hmm.
So, what does it say here? How it does? I guess the fitness tracker I wear overnight earns... Even more intimacy, but it's usually tucked under the covers. A sleep tracking light bulb would have the higher ground. Well, it's not a camera. I mean, it doesn't know what type of movement.
Yeah, there's
you're
no
doing.
Cameras there, but it can detect, I guess, maybe heat signatures and knowing like if you have a fever or something.
Yeah, or how many people are in the bed.
Sure.
Maybe it would know that too. Your light bulb.
It's just weird.
Observing you.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, man. It's increasingly difficult to stand out. Like this segment, the smart light bulb segment, is jam-packed.
Yes.
It's jam-packed. It's 100 different companies. So they're like, I don't know, let's try this one out.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's see what it says. The bulb claims to read heart rate, body temperature, and other vital signs through entirely non-invasive sensors. It uses radar instead of passive infrared, meaning it can read through materials and detect more subtleties. Ideally, the higher sensitivity would allow for the light bulbs to detect different people, seeing movement through textiles and other complexities of off-skin health tracking. A collection of smart health monitoring light bulbs connect via Bluetooth mesh to create a virtual map in your home, relying on several points of view for complete health tracking. To be clear, the light bulb doesn't have a camera or anything built in. It can't see or record you, just sense you. It's interesting.
Do you want your light bulb to track you like that?
I'm not. I know they're saying it's creepy. I'm not really creeped out, only because it's not the type of data that is especially creepy the way I'm imagining it. It's more blunted and vague. It's just your signature of you having been there, which in my house isn't really going to tell you all that much.
Yeah. I guess for security, that might help.
Go ahead.
The fact that it can detect when you left, maybe a certain time, and then if there's like another heat signature there or some sort of like moving element that's
honestly
not supposed to be
on
there.
The creep factor, and I don't know how well it was going to work for health monitoring. I'm skeptical, but on the creep factor, with all the assistants that are in your house, all the
your creep factor is low?
It's a low creep factor. Okay. All the listening devices and microphones unless this thing has a hidden camera in it, it's one of the more subtle, one of the more gentle trackers.
Yeah, that's the next iteration.
Oh, you know what's weird about this? This is the Matt Damon crypto ad.
Yeah.
What's weird about it is I saw it a long time ago. This exact ad was promoted to me on Twitter way before it became a news story, like maybe like a month ago they were testing it.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, that's funny. I saw it as a promoted tweet. But now it blew up and everyone's talking about it because they, what is it, crypto.com that did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so crypto.com did this ad with Matt Damon, paid him a boatload of money, and they compared crypto investors to pioneers in other areas, particularly like the Wright brothers and
Galileo,
moon landing, or I don't know, whatever, like some massive accomplishment. The theme being that fortune favors the brave. In other words, as a crypto trader, you are one of these brave people.
Sure.
To be compared with all these other folks. Listen. I understand that people are being critical of this. I like his outfit, by the way, in this.
He's very crypto in this.
No, it's just so comfy.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you think about it? Anyway, don't get sidetracked, all right? Stop sidetracking, Will.
Very sleek.
Anyway, I think I would wear the exact same thing if they asked me to do this. Like, that's the thing.
I think so, yeah.
The bottom line, I'd wear the exact same thing. Anyway.
Astronauts.
It's a big budget commercial, and crypto.com has been spending a fortune anyway. They bought the building over there. They used to formerly Staples Center, right? That's them. What can I say about this? All ads do this thing of exaggeration. That's kind of the job of it.
Yeah, it's almost like they embrace the meme. It's subtle, but
I don't know about that.
This is a meme. This can't be real.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I mean, it's possible. What I'm saying is,
well, yeah. I mean, it is real.
What I'm saying is that exaggeration is the expectation that you're gonna make it seem like a way bigger deal than it is because you're advertising your thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's why you're...
Yeah, you want to make it a big deal.
And they've effectively gotten a big deal here. Now, it's maybe they've got more negative feedback than they expected. Or maybe this is, like you said, maybe the whole thing is planned.
I mean, the Wright brothers?
No, I know. It's you're right. It does. Now that you mentioned that, it does seem like maybe they knew that people would chop it up.
Yeah. It's just so extravagant that, you know, just... might as well have fun with it.
Is this their quote? 25 countries, 5 continents, a world-renowned director, an Academy Award-winning actor, one audaciously brave concept.
Yeah, they're having fun with it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, whatever. I don't know. I'm not mad. I'm not mad all that much anymore. And I'm definitely not mad at Matt Damon. Whatever, dude. I don't know. Like, you've probably got this crazy offer. And he's like, what are you doing? What even happens on your website? And they're like, well, you know, people trade crypto. And he's like, all right, well, it's up to them.
All right, let's do it.
It's up to them. They trade crypto. It's funny. It's more of a, I think the people who are, whatever. You want to be mad, whatever.
Yeah, do your thing.
Oh, what's the difference if he promotes sugar water, right? What's the difference if it's Coca-Cola?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, have a good time, enjoy yourself, drink Coca-Cola. And everyone's like, well, okay. It's just that we're not used to it yet.
Yeah. It's not established just yet.
We're not used to it yet.
They have celebrities and this new frontier.
But here's the thing. It's advertising. All right. You live, you work, you earn money, and you decide what you're going to do with it and how you're going to entertain yourself.
Uh-huh.
And if you're one of these people that finds it very entertaining to track and trade and watch crypto and goof around with crypto, then that's your prerogative.
Yeah.
And then in that case, you're trying to decide where and how you're going to do that. If you like to drink sugar water, that's your prerogative. If you like to gamble on sports, the sports betting sites are exploding right now. COVID sort of helped with all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
People pick the things they're enthusiastic about.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I will say on the crypto front is it is incredibly addictive. You had your own own experience with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so just like everything else in life, take it easy. You know, keep your head on as you engage in this stuff. If I go bet on a basketball game.
Sure.
Like, I'm going to try to be responsible about it. The extent to which I would do such things, you got to find some balance there. And I mean, same thing goes for the crypto stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't find the correct balance, then don't blame Matt Damon.
Yeah. And he's a healthy guy. It's not like he needs the money. It doesn't seem like it.
Well,
he's making movies.
Well, I don't. Yeah.
He was in the latest movie.
Yeah, but this got to be more than movie. This got to be more than movie money. Like the way crypto.com is throwing it around
mm-hmm.
right now is on some other level. Like the those stadium naming rights, what do they spend on that?
Yeah, too much.
So they're making money.
Mm-hmm.
They're not broke.
No.
They're throwing it around. They might be throwing around more than movie money. I don't care, man. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's do your thing, Matt. Do your thing, Matt Damon. You're an actor. That's what you do. You act.
Yeah.
You act. You're known for acting. They say, okay, go. That's the funny part too, isn't it?
Mm.
Trying to separate the two because there's Matt Damon the human and Matt Damon the actor. Is he playing a role there or is he being Matt Damon?
I feel like he's an actor here.
He's an actor there.
Yeah. He's having fun with it.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of it, right? As an actor, you get to be both.
Uh-huh.
You get to play the role, but then you can go on some humanitarian cause and be like, no, I'm Matt Damon right now.
He probably wrote the script.
I'm Matt Damon right now. I'm actual Matt Damon. I'm doing this great thing for the world, and I'm Matt Damon showed up.
He announces it every time.
He's like, Matt Damon is here. And you're like, we're like, whoa, not the actor. But then he can do a crypto.com and be like, listen.
He can pick and choose.
I was playing crypto guy. That's why I was wearing all black.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, oh, that makes sense.
It sure does.
That's not you. That's Crypto Matt.
Yeah.
We all know Crypto Matt. Eminem buys Bored Ape Yacht Club Ethereum NFT for $450,000. The Grammy award-winning rapper now owns an ape that looks a lot like Eminem.
Yeah. Oh. So you know how the Yacht Club works, right?
Yeah.
Randomly generated. This guy was holding it for Eminem a while ago. Because it does look like him.
Like, yeah, in a way, well, right? Yeah.
He has the cap on and he has the chain.
I mean, cap and chain is all you need for M&M.
Sure.
Okay.
And M&M bought it.
Hmm.
I guess they went through like a third party.
Yeah.
To help him secure the ape.
Yeah. Look at the cost. 1, 2, 3.45 ETH.
Hmm.
That's a.
That's nice. That's.
That goes goes. It flows, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
He has made it his profile picture now on Twitter. He appears to have collected at least 15 NFTs so far on OpenSea under the name Shady Holdings. Eminem is one of the best-selling musical artists of all time. I don't know if you knew that, Will.
I didn't know.
220 million records worldwide. I don't think he's bothered too much by the 123.45 ETH.
No.
That he had to spend for it. And then I guess this is the guy who sold it. He says, I'm living in a simulation. Thank you, Eminem, for buying my ape and joining the club. Madness. Let me write a lyric in your next single. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, probably not.
Maybe, congrats.
You know?
Maybe crypto.com can get Eminem for their next commercial now.
He's just rapping?
Now that he's into
on top of crypto.com stadium?
Now that he's part of the club.
Yeah.
So that really says Eminem to you, that ape right there?
This ape looks the closest.
Oh, okay.
Based on other generated ones.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see what other NFTs he bought.
Okay.
Really?
Not too pricey, these other NFTs. Why is his new ape not even there?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Anyway, he's got a Jay-Z NFT, apparently. I mean, are we certain that this is his OpenSea account, this Shady Holdings thing?
That's what the site directed to.
All right, well, yeah. In the future, we're all apes. In the past, we're definitely all apes.
Oh, yeah.
In the future, we might be apes all over again. But we never stop being apes, I guess.
Can't stop, won't stop.
We're just bored apes now.
On a yacht.
In a club. For 123.45 ETH. Just do it responsibly, all right? Yeah. Whatever you're doing, do it responsibly. Get it together, keep it together. Do the right thing.
Financial advice?
Not financial advice. Shout out Matt Damon. Do your thing, man.